Guys, I'm such an idiot. It's the Brett Maga Show, and I am an idiot. So next week, we're going to go, Hannah and myself are going to go to Austin, Texas, because there's this big radio conference where morning shows who do what we do all over the country go and meet. And then there's like five different like panels for people to teach other people radio and to teach people how we do. And for whatever ridiculously stupid reason, they asked me to be on one of these panels to help teach people how to do radio. So
yes.
Suckers. So I'm going to be on one of these panels in front of like all these people from all over the country who do radio. And so there's like respected peers and executives and, you know, big suits going to be in town. And so when I was going to be on one of these things and where I like speak in front of people and be on stage, I got new shirts. And I am never someone who gets new clothes.
You never do.
I am the king of wearing a promo shirt. Mm-hmm. Yes. My wife literally goes, are you going to wear a free t-shirt up on stage or are you going to get a new shirt? Like, are you going to go wear a free promo shirt or not? Because that's literally what I do.
Yeah, Brett's basically just like a garbage can of free t-shirts. You are.
That's Brett like dresses God. Like a garbage can. Yep. So I went and got t-shirts and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, and so, but they're not going to come in time, I don't think, guys.
Oh my God.
I ordered them off like Instagram. Which is the stupidest thing ever. You don't look those Instagram ads.
Fail
they
ones.
Look so cool.
There's like a 15% chance they'll even fit right or look right.
Or come in, or that your credit card isn't hacked.
Really? See, that's my wife. So my wife is like, can you just take care of your own clothes? Like, you're a grown man. Dress mm-hmm. yourself. I have to dress these three kids. We have three kids. My wife is responsible for almost all of the mental load. She's like, you just pick out whatever you want. Get whatever you want. And just make sure you look good and feel confident on stage. And I'm like, every single time I have to do this, every single time I have like a big interview or in front of lots of people, I start to panic at the last second. I'm like, I hate all my outfits. I look terrible. And I freak out. I'm like, I don't want to do that this time. I want to look good and feel good. I want to be like insecure. So, and she was like, yeah, so get whatever you want. There's no budget. Just whatever makes you happy. And I was like, okay. And so I like ordered it and I told my wife, like, they're not like responding to me. She's like, what do you mean they're not responding to me? She's like, I'm like, I try to find an email and I emailed them. She's like, I don't think you could email these people, Brett.
You're out here emailing Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. Yeah. Email, like, yeah. And
how down bad we've gotten.
I swear to God, guys, I wrote them and I said, my wife was like, you're embarrassing. I said, hey, I don't know if my shirts have been shipped. I have a big meeting I'm going to be at, and I need to wear them.
That's going directly to the trash.
That's what I wrote. I said, I have a big meeting I'm going to be at, and I need to wear them. Will I get them in time?
They're going
to
be like, womp. Why did you order them late?
Yeah.
So you
they're
guys,
actually going on delay right now.
So you don't think I'm going to get them?
No.
So I have to, now I'm back at the drawing board. We leave.
You got to go to like Marshall's or TJ Maxx and just find a couple mm-hmm. shirts.
I hate that. That is the worst. You have to try it on. I'm super insecure. And then you have to bring in like reinforcements because you can't do it yourself. And so that means I have to bring in my wife with my kids. And it's just chaos.
Then you got 30 people in there.
Yeah, 30 people in the dressing room. And nobody wants that. So now I'm in panic mode and I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, everybody knows that you're the free promo guy.
So just wear the free promo t-shirt.
So you should just stay on brand.
So you don't think I should try to dress cool? They weren't like cool shirts. They were literally, it was just like a white shirt and a black shirt. It was just shirts.
I mean, let's be real. Radio people don't dress nice.
Right,
so you're not going to stand out if you're wearing your free promo shirts.
Yeah, most of them wear like Hawaiian t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
right,
like,
yeah.
Literally.
Like, yeah, exactly. You already know that these people can't afford new clothes. They're in radio.
Yeah, you might be bragging too much.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I ordered new shirts for this. Like, you ordered? Mm-hmm. You could order new shirts?
Oh.
Yeah. So my wife was literally, which is the worst part about this, on Amazon yesterday going, oh, let me order stuff off Amazon because it'll show up in time. So then she had to dress her husband.
It's like that sometimes. You can't be trusted with your sketchy Instagram ads.
It's like that a lot with me. Great.